This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people intensifying could slam Florida as a major hurricane. Oh, the path, we are watching it, especially here on this show, as we are centered right in the middle of all of this mayhem. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are safe and sound. I know I have a lot of listeners across the great state of Florida, including in that Tallahassee area, where you could also feel some pretty intense effects of this hurricane. So everybody's watching the trackers and we're watching the path. You know, we were looking at California a week ago. Now we're looking at Florida, and then we will be looking also at the East Coast, because there's another hurricane that is, man, in crazy, crazy intense, Franklin, on the other coastline. But that's not expected to hit Florida. It's expected to hit other states, or at least remnants of it. So the catastrophic surge is what everybody talks about, because we saw what happened with Ian in that Fort Myers area and further down toward Naples and some of those other beach areas that many of you may be familiar with. And we watched over and over again as so much of that wall of water came through, and it killed so many people because they stayed and they didn't evacuate. The difference, I think, is where you are located to the Gulf. So because of the warm water and how that's intensifying, you know, a lot of what we saw, the people lived on or really close to the beach. And a lot of that surge was 400 feet off of the Gulf and then a little bit further back than that. And of course, there was absolutely flooding. So in Tampa, in St. Petersburg, in Clearwater, in Tallahassee, in so many areas that you would look at on a map, Sarasota included in that, everybody is once again doing the hurricane watch thing, tracking it, looking at what could possibly happen. The latest that I have is that several counties, people I know, along the Gulf of Mexico started those evacuations on Monday for all those coastal communities and low-lying areas. More evacuations will come. There's been an emergency order declared by the governor, Ron DeSantis, covering 46 of 67 counties. He said at a news conference, this is going to be a major hurricane. Please heed the directives from your local officials. Make the appropriate accommodations. Take the appropriate precautions. Hurricane warnings and watches in effect, you know, all the way south to Port Charlotte. So local evacuations, seeking higher ground without traveling hundreds of miles, because that's the other thing that sometimes happens. Idalia is expected to push a storm surge as high as 12 feet in some areas if it makes landfall at high tide, which in some areas it's expected to do. For my friends in Tallahassee, depending on where you live, you're looking at 4 to 7 feet as of moments ago. If you live in the Tampa, St. Pete area, 4 to 7. If you live in Fort Myers, 2 to 4 is what they're talking about. Probably that Cedar Crest to right below Tallahassee is right now, because certainly it could turn, is where it's looking, where that storm surge could be the worst. And like I said, 41 people died in Ian, so we know what obviously that means. And then it's about the rain. 4 to 8 inches of rain across portions of the West Coast, the Florida Panhandle, Southeast Georgia, the Eastern Carolinas. That'll happen Tuesday into Thursday. So we'll be talking a lot about that. The rainfall leads to flash, and of course we know urban flooding. We've seen this. We've talked about it on the show so many times. We've had people on. We've talked about it. When you have that isolated rainfall amounts of up to 12 inches when the storm hits, that's a lot. The key thing here, though, as was explained to me by one of my favorite weather people, is it's not looking like this is not staying. So it's not swirling around in one place and dropping it like that, like we have seen with other hurricanes, like in Houston, Hurricane Harvey, what happened there. So as of now, we're looking at, as of right now, Idalia is a tropical storm and has wind speeds of about 70 miles an hour going through Cuba. Going through Cuba at this point. And it's very crazy, my friends, to look at a satellite photo that shows Idalia and Franklin parallel over the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, my. I mean, coming at it from both ends, it is the craziest, craziest thing to see. Needless to say, there's a lot of other things that we're going to talk about on this show. You had some thoughts over the weekend on a few things that have happened and what's coming up. And there are other things that are going on, too, as far as the Georgia indictment of the former president and the 18 others. There's been a big, crazy kind of break in that. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. But meanwhile, here we go again. University of North Carolina faculty member killed in a campus shooting. They have the suspect in custody. So this is one where they didn't kill themselves. They didn't get gunned down in a gunfight, but in custody. Obviously, the thought is, although this is not official, that it was aimed specifically at the faculty member. And what happened was when the shots were fired at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you had the shelter in place go out, excuse me, and you had students that just, they locked the doors of so many of these lecture halls and just laid down and found places to hide and all that sort of stuff. And it comes to that why again. Why? What led to this? What happened to this? The gun in the shooting so far has not been found. It's unclear still, or at least it's unfolded already, but it hasn't really been announced about the victim and the assailant knowing each other, right? But it's devastating because here you are at the beginning of school and the alerts going out to the students to shelter in place, that there's a suspect at large, and then, that's 1 o'clock, and they don't get the all clear until 4:15. So that they don't get it until then. So what they advise students to do, close windows and doors, wait until they get another notice, that whole thing. They lock down, they're locked down in their buildings. You have armed officers searching the campus in Chapel Hill. We have all kinds of police at the campus, emergency lights flashing all over the place. And wow. And then you see that familiar sight of people coming out of buildings in a single file with their arms in the air, and then somebody taken off in handcuffs who is just dressed in a dark shirt and jeans and wearing glasses. And at the time, the school was under lockdown, so that's the assumption. That's a big student body population there, about 32,000. You had about 4,000 faculty people and 9,000 staff members. So it's a very, very big school. Scary, scary moments, that's for sure. All right, what's going on in Georgia? We have a trial date. That's coming up on the flip side.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Chief of Staff testifies in Georgia in open court about actions the former president took after the 2020 election, providing a preview of what could come in the upcoming months. That trial date, shockingly, especially after some of the insiders that we have talked to and have had on this show from Georgia, including Martha Zoller, who has a political show in Georgia and has been on the air forever and knows everybody in Fulton County. And we know what a mess Fulton County is, but somehow this is happening on March 4th. So Mark Meadows testified that he helped question the 2020 presidential election results out of a federal interest in free and fair elections. That's what he said. It was 4 hours of testimony. And he defended his participation in meetings and phone calls described by prosecutors as part of a plot to subvert Biden's victory, and repeatedly insisted there was a federal nexus to all of his actions. He said his duties managing the president's calendar and extricating him from lengthy meetings necessitated participating in hundreds, if not thousands, he said, of conversations. He said thousands each month. And he said having open questions about the election continued to be a roadblock for initiating other plans. He said, this was his quote. I mean, here's the hashtag. I just needed to land the plane. That's what he said. I just needed to land the plane. So Meadows, along with the former president, Donald Trump, and 17 others, indicted in Atlanta this month, is trying to move his case from state to federal court, saying that he was acting, as you heard me describe there, and what he said in court, as a federal officer. So the U.S. District Judge Steve Jones said the case will probably set precedent and that he will issue a decision as soon as possible. But for now, Meadows will have to appear for his scheduled arraignment in Fulton County Superior Court on September 6th, along with the other defendants. But it made him the first to testify in open court about actions the former president took after the 2020 election. So now we know, we already know this, because it's four criminal indictments, two focused on the attempts at staying president, and then the other two as well, and how this plays out during the primary season. I keep saying it. That's the big question that swirls around over and over and over again, and there is no landing the plane, by the way, on that at this point, except for the fact that it is surprising that in March, the very beginning of March, this is going to go on in Georgia in 2024. So how about that? Deciding that this case had to move forward. This is like anybody else. This is what's going to happen. And how about that? So I'll be curious about what goes on with Meadows, if it gets moved to federal or not. He was the gatekeeper, basically, which is what he said, for the president, and kept some people with maybe less plausible claims of fraud away from him. And he said at one point he didn't believe all the allegations, but he did believe there were questions about whether signature verification of absentee ballots had occurred properly in some of the larger counties. You know, he repeatedly described the post-election atmosphere at the White House as chaotic. He said he was viewed as someone who had the ear of the president, so he had this incredible amount of phone calls and emails, including so many people raising questions about the outcome of the 2020 election. He said he felt like his phone number was plastered on every bathroom wall in America. So the courtroom was packed because it was open court. Reporters, lawyers for the other defendants, of course, they had to be there. It was just jammed, wall to wall, standing room only. So nobody else. I mean, look, the former New York mayor, Rudy Giuliani, he said last week he's going to try to move his case to federal court. He hasn't filed that yet. Trump hasn't filed yet to move his case to federal court. There's a question about that, you know, moving it to federal court. But again, that hasn't happened at this point. So what happens here and how this plays out is pretty interesting. And, you know, this hasn't happened from another candidate from any party before. But Trump, of course, is allowed, as we know, to run for president while under indictment, or even if he is, because I've been asked this, and this, in fact, was one of the questions coming up in the mailbag. That was from Amy, who asked, can he still, you know, if he wins? Yeah, I mean, exactly. According to the law and everything I know, he can still keep going, even if it's a criminal indictment, and even if that happens. So This is one to watch. I mean, what can I say? It's huge. It affects us. It affects what happens in 2024. No question about it. No question about it whatsoever. All right. Other things that are buzzing across the planet, which already I've told you, we've got the wall of water coming to Florida and then going up the East Coast with Franklin, is at least that's what it's looking like. We had many people this last couple of weeks complained to me about rising gasoline prices. I can tell you, when I was driving around today, it was, will you be able to find gas? You have not seen what that is like until you've really gone through like a hurricane watch or warning, because people are just lined up everywhere, every gas station filling up, because what's the idea? That you have to have a full tank of gas. You have to have cash, a full tank of gas. You have to have an emergency kit, whatever. You have to have papers, insurance papers, important papers, whatever. So prices are up, but I don't think anybody cared if they were filling up to get away from the wall of water and the hurricane winds. But they've actually, in the last couple of days, retreated a little bit, like a couple of cents here and there. A gallon of regular gas is $3.82 nationally on Sunday. That's what it was. About 60 cents higher than at the beginning of the year. So definitely a little bit higher. I mean, we know this. The $4 mark, except for if you live in California, because everything's different in California, the $4 mark is just the high, we are squeezed and we can't stand it mark. Right? And we know that, what are the reasons for this? I mean, U.S. refineries in the first half of 2023, they had to catch up with maintenance they postponed during the pandemic. That was affecting barrels of refining capacity, you know, what was happening offline and catching up to that. Unplanned outages, that was played a role in some of the capacity problems. The outages raised the cost of producing summer-grade gas right as it was time to hit the road. So that's when we saw things start to creep back up again. And it's weird because we got a little bit of breathing room with some of the food prices, but then you get the fuel prices that go up, and then that becomes the problem. So the economy is still stronger than a lot of people expected. And Americans are figuring out ways to scrimp and save and get that extra income. And it's about managing that, right? So it's not as much as a needle mover as it has been in the past. Let's put it that way. Not as much. But hey, if you have to drive a lot of miles, if you're driving a lot of miles and it skyrockets, yeah, you feel it. And then guess what happens? Everybody feels the bump because you bump up the prices of whatever it is that you do or company that you work for, products, etc. We've seen the bump that happens to catch up with that, right? So rising gas prices, we feel it. We feel it a little bit, depending on where you are. In California, like I said, I know you're listening. I live there. I get it. I felt like every day someone was trying to pick my pocket when I lived in California. And this was two decades ago. Now it's way worse than that. So, again, I feel you. I know exactly what that is like. And it is rough. Very, very rough. All right, coming up around the bend, as I said, your thoughts. We're going to hit the mailbag. We got a couple of interesting things that are being talked about. Veronica asking, has there been anything crazy that's happened lately in the air, because she's getting ready to fly. Also, I have one from Al asking about Lahaina and how is Lahaina doing? Because we're like a crisis culture. We move from one crisis to the other. Oh, Lahaina burns to the ground. Now we got Florida and these hurricanes. What's happening there? What happened to California? And we had the earthquake and all that rain. I mean, that's what it is. So much of the curveballs of Mother Nature. Mailbag next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina is issuing an all-clear following the hunt for an armed and dangerous person on campus. Police swarmed the school earlier, and the campus was on lockdown for several hours. Get ready now for Idalia. That's the message to Floridians from the National Hurricane Center.
Conditions are going to start to deteriorate on Tuesday. Get your hurricane supplies ready.
National Hurricane Center Director Dr. Michael Brennan says the Big Bend region could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. Flash flooding is possible with 4 to 8 inches of rain and a large swath from the Tampa Bay region to North Florida. Former President Trump's federal 2020 election interference case will begin in the middle of the Republican presidential primaries. The Obama-appointed judge today scheduled the trial to start on March 4, 2024, the day before Super Tuesday. Trump is also facing three other criminal cases. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Talk about the mail, please, Mac. I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay? Oh, yeah. Dig in the mail, Dan. Dig in the mail, Dan. What? Yeah!
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. I already said Rebecca was asking about what are the latest things that have happened in the air. What are the mishaps that have happened? Boy, they're all, there's just such a list, right? Every day, some crazy thing seems to happen. And I think you're referring more to the passengers. You know, like a passenger gets up and does something crazy and then the plane has to land and there's these moments or the planes almost collide at JFK. Or there's a lot of things happening, it seems, in aviation, definitely. But I think the thing that's been interesting on this particular week, the start of this week, is that American Airlines was fined $4.1 million, Rebecca, for dozens of long tarmac delays that trapped passengers. So you know what that's like? Like where there's no air half the time, there's nothing, there's no water. And here's what the problem is. So the American Airlines was fined that amount because they violated federal statutes and the Department of Transportation's rules against tarmac delays of 3 hours or more on domestic flights without giving you an opportunity to deplane. And that's the largest penalty that the department has ever assessed. you know, delays of lengthy tarmac delays of 43 flights that impacted almost 6,000 passengers. If you've ever been stranded, you know exactly what that is like. Of course, you'd rather be dumped at the gate, sit at the gate, be at the gate, be trapped at the gate, versus be on the plane, which then sometimes, this has happened to me, where you're on the tarmac, and then for some reason something happens, and you've been there waiting, whatever's going on, then they turn around, dump you out, and you're, forget it. It's like a free-for-all of trying to, where am I going, how am I getting out of here, or we have a plane in 6 hours. So American owes half the fine in 30 days, and the department gave the airline credit for the other half, just over $2 million, for compensation it paid to delay passengers. This is a consent order that settled the case. So they did the investigations of these flights. And by the way, this was only 2018 through 2021, right? And there are exceptions where you can bend the rules a little bit, but that in all the flights they looked at, they couldn't say they could bend the flights there. And, of course, most of the delays happen at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. That's American's hub. That's the dominant airline there. And then there were others that happened in San Antonio and Houston when flights headed to DFW were diverted there. I mean, some of them are going to be thunderstorms. You can't, what can you do there? You can't manage. But there was one at the Reagan Washington National Airport. There was a winter storm in January of 2019. And they were trapped for hours and hours and hours. And like I said, there has to be a better way to do this. I get the rules for a reason. You can't have planes flipping around. Of course, that's ridiculous. But there has to be some common sense when you can get people off of planes where the plane is going nowhere and they're trapped, sitting on the tarmac. Oh, it's just the worst. And you're sitting there, too, by the way. You're not, like, getting up, stretching. Oh, okay, everybody walk around. So now that's that extra time in the seats. It's that whole thing that you get pounded with. And we sound like a bunch of whiners, but it is, some of it is just outrageous. It really, really is. All right, then we had the question from Al about Lahaina and what's going on in Lahaina. And the answer is, he even had a brush fire in Maui. He had evacuations in Lahaina, adding insult to injury, right? And it's still the fact that there are hundreds that are missing. There are still hundreds missing that they know had to have been buried in this fire. So it was weird to have Maui upended again by fire when this brush fire prompted these evacuations over the weekend. Because the search is on for more people. It's still happening. I mean, that fire was contained. But remains of 115 people have been found. 99% of the Lahaina fire area has been searched by cadaver dogs and search teams. And over the last week, more than 100 on the unaccounted for list were found safe. That's good. That's good that they were verified, found, that whole thing. Thank goodness. But, how rough is it? It's rough. Since the fires, FEMA has had 11,000 applications for assistance. They've given out $14.6 million in emergency housing and aid at this point. But the people from Lahaina are still waiting for barriers to open to return to the fire area to check for any belongings that might have, you know, that they might find. But right now it's still a restricted area because of the fire debris. You got ash with toxic chemicals. You have exposed electric wires. You have unstable structures that could collapse. So they haven't gone back. The worst of the worst. All right. This one is from Ken, who says, Kate, every time I hear about a gunman or see video of a gunman going into some place and ripping up people's lives, it just does something inside me. It makes me so sick. And we saw this again in Jacksonville. So three people get killed in a racist rampage, and there's just no place for this whatsoever. So, of course, there's a federal hate crime investigation that's underway. What do you know about this 21-year-old? Well, I think you said it. The guy was identified as Ryan Palmetter, who left behind a whole bunch of crazy, rambling, just flat-out racist writings and racial slurs. Even the governor of Florida went down to try to quell some of the high emotions and talked about that, that it couldn't be tolerated. And, over the weekend, decided to go into a store, go into a Dollar General, and he opened fire. And he had worked at one of the stores. He had worked at a Dollar Tree for like a year, something like that. You know, and flat out, the sheriff just said there's no question the killings were racially motivated. He hates blacks, and he hated just about everyone that wasn't white. And he made that clear in what he said and all the writings that he left that he told his father to go and look at that he left. He had an AR-15-style rifle with a handgun. They were legally purchased. He went in and he had no history of any of that. No history whatsoever. And he lived with his parents, and he left the house at like 11:30 in the morning on the Saturday, headed to, you know, Jacksonville, and that was nearby where he was living with his family. And then you have the surveillance footage, and I think this is what you're talking about, that shows him pulling into a Family Dollar store, and he enters the store, gets a few things, then returns to his car. A minute later, he goes back into the front of the store, and he opens fire. I mean, just wow. Makes no sense. Of course, it makes no sense whatsoever. He had also been at a university, where Edward Waters University, and he was chased away from the university, right? Because somebody said there was a suspicious person on campus. So that could have been an even worse disaster. The governor said on Monday, Florida's going to give $1 million to that university to help the school strengthen security, saying that we're not going to allow our HBCUs students to be targeted by these people. It's sad. Of course, it's awful. It's, you know, what can you say? You can say a lot of things about it, but it's a terrible, terrible thing. And the family say they were unaware of any of this and didn't know, had no clue. All right, this one is from David. Katie, I don't know if you saw this or not. I think you have friends that are helicopter pilots, or you've been in a helicopter. I can't remember. I rode in a helicopter once. I was scared to death, and I'm a pretty brave dude, actually. But I saw some footage from Florida of this sheriff's helicopter that crashed. And it was so crazy to see it, and just how many people must have been around the area. It's lucky that more people weren't killed, but I think a couple were. Yes, that happened in Broward County, and it crashed near an airfield. Two people went to a hospital. Two people got out, and one did not. And it was awful. Somebody also died on the ground. It was awful to see this go down, because it was almost like, it was almost like in a movie where you see something get shot down. It was spinning around on fire, smashed into an apartment building, and then two guys crawl out to safety, and the captain, the pilot, he didn't make it, and neither did a woman that was in that complex. Very awful, awful. All right, you can send me your thoughts 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know it. The Beatles, I think, kicked it off first. Great song. Hey, everybody. Last segment for this hour. Kate Delaney, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on this show. If you're in the eye of the wall of water or wind, be careful, my friends, because I know a lot of you listen to this show. I'm right there with you. We are all in this thing together. I mean, you're watching models. We're watching to see what happens in Florida. It's a major hurricane threat. Idalia. What is with the eyes, too? Ian, Irma, Idalia. And, you know, you're looking at 12 feet of water on shore in some places. The strongest will hit what they call the bend, the Florida Big Bend area. And if it hits as a Cat 3, you could have 12-foot storm surge, and we're saying on land, 150-mile-an-hour winds. And there's a difference with sustained winds and gusts. Somebody had this discussion with me today. We were talking about it. Gusts, you know, boom, a gust. It's terrible, but then it's gone, right? sustain means you keep getting barreling, hit with it. So, you know, you just don't know for sure. You know that it's happening. But there's about 14 million Floridians under hurricane and tropical storm warnings along the Gulf of Mexico. We've seen storms that have turned at the last second, but it's the low-lying coastal areas that are the most dangerous. And, you know, some don't have barriers, and especially along the Gulf area, there are a lot of very vulnerable areas. So if it does make landfall in this Big Bend region, it's going to be the first in the area since Gladys, which is probably before a lot of people's time, or some people anyway in the Saudis. 1968 was when that happened. So as much as there's always these threats, and by the way, so Tallahassee, watch out. Skirts, probably what they call it, the dirty side of the hurricane. Skirts, that's the right part of it. That's the danger, can be dangerous. That's the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, all those kinds of areas. Then it shoots up to one of my favorite places, two of my favorite places, Savannah, Charleston, goes up toward Hatteras, and then poof, out into the Atlantic. And when it hits those areas, by the time it hits like Savannah, it won't be a 3, or Hatteras, or any of those places that I just mentioned. The area that is of concern is, where does it hit when it lands? As a 3, how does that look? And then on the other side, you have Franklin approaching on the Atlantic side, but not expected at all to hit Florida, but to skirt up the side of the East Coast, like all the way up through New York. So, wow, interesting times, right? Be a perfect time to win a Powerball jackpot. The Powerball jackpot grew to $363 million. And because so many of you ask me, what were the winning numbers? I feel compelled when it's high to tell you what the numbers were. So Monday's drawing, 4, 6, 25, 55, 68, the Powerball, 26. So there you go, as my public service to you lottery players. I think when it's high, that's when the interest, of course, that's when the interest is driven up. You know, it is interesting. Someone has 2 weeks left to claim a $1 million prize they won last year in Iowa. Can you imagine, like, I could see how that could happen. I could be that person. Because I so infrequently play, right? You're busy, you crumple up a ticket in your pocket, or it's thrown in some drawer somewhere, you don't even think about it. But somebody in Iowa, if they can find it, they have a ticket that's worth, bought at a grocery store. And it was bought in Ames, Iowa, and the ticket is worth $1 million. But if you don't turn it in, then that's it. Like, if you find it and it's past those weeks, they don't give you a pass. Oh, you found it finally. No. So then you don't want to find it. You don't want to find it then, because that would feel like a disaster. It would feel like a disaster to me. Something else that kind of popped up on my radar that I think is interesting, because this is still the supply chain issues that we face. Also, why often products are hard to get, of course, or the price is driven up so high. General Motors has to stop production of its popular pickup trucks. Why? Why would they do that? Trucks are popular, absolutely. Parts shortages. So, crazy time to have that happen. When there's like this increasing inventory over the last couple of months. But they've confirmed that the Fort Wayne Assembly in Indiana is canceling all production for this week of August 28th. They make, for example, you probably see a lot of these on the road, full-size Chevy Silverados, the GMC Sierra light-duty pickups. You see them all over the place. So no. And it's a shortage thing. bummer for people who are waiting, right? And there's even a GM plant in Mexico that's been down for a couple of weeks, but they're starting production back up. And in Canada, there's a GM assembly that was down because of a parts issue. You know, GM builds heavy duty and then on the other side, light duty, full size Silverado pickups at this assembly in Canada. And the timing is interesting because of the possibility of a strike. So there's that going on too, along with the problems of these parts that they're not saying what the specific parts are, but the UAW members had signs and chanted and picketed near Detroit assembly plant. Talks, I guess, are continuing with Ford and General Motors, but auto workers say they are ready to strike, that they have to have equal work for equal pay and all these tiers have to go away, that there's record profits and record contracts and it's not fair, and the union is demanding that they be made whole. And if not, they're going to strike. So it's September 14th. And after that, then it could be a strike. And there's people, it's interesting, they're playing Eminem's, one of Eminem's songs, which already he's upset with the Republican candidate, Ramaswamy, for using his song and telling him not to use it. But that Not Afraid, you know, the Not Afraid, it just blaring out across the parking lot where they all had gathered, and the crowd with the pickets and yelling and that kind of stuff. And they say they're pushing back against a couple of dozen billionaires, and they demand economic realism. There's the hashtag in that one, economic realism. But they, on the other side, they're saying they're demanding too much, a 40% pay increase. That's what they're saying the demand is. So I think this could be a strike. We will see if it ends up being that. I mean, that's a very strong, strong union, and there were a lot of workers that were out there supporting that. I mean, there's a lot of strikes going on because we see on the entertainment side, of course, there's still the actors who are striking and the writers who are striking. So when it comes to series continuations and some projects on hold and some projects not happening and all of that, and it's a similar echo that they're talking about, that there's a few billionaires and there's record profits in certain areas and images, and you can't use that and you can't use this. So it is an interesting time coming out of the pandemic and, you know, watching all of this for sure. Another reminder that if you want to be able to throw in your 2 cents, you can. I said this during the mailbag, but 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Be careful out there if you are in Florida or on the East Coast, any of the places that I named. We're definitely going to have to buckle up, that's for sure. So be safe, be sane, and try to find the joy in whatever it is that you're doing, people.
This is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @Kate S. Delaney. at Kate Esselani. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.